Issi Siddiqui, the chief agricultural negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, describes steps he'll take to remove European Union restrictions against fresh Florida citrus that is symptomatic for citrus canker. The WTO he refers to is the World Trade Organization.
I think first step will be for us to go back to Washington, D.C. and have an interagency meeting between USDA and USTR and see where we are, number one. Number two, interact with our counterparts in EU. And three, if those efforts fail, I'm not saying we'll do that, but if it needed, raise this issue if these efforts failed in the WTO. But that's one of the last steps. We have done that in case of other issues. Those decisions in the WTO have to be made on science and scientific risk assessment. So I think if the country refuses to do that, they have an obligation either to show us why they're not accepting that information. Or if they fail to do that, then WTO will side with the party which has the most credible science on their side. But that decision actually is the last resort, and I'm not talking about that. I think first is engagement with the EU counterparts on this issue, try to see that we can resolve this issue through bilateral negotiations and discussions.
Are you on board with the growers and packers here in the Indian River with their request?
We are very much in tune with what their plight is and what their challenges are, and we'll work with both our industry in Florida as well as scientists in AFIS and see what we can do to help our industry.
Siddiqui met last week in Vero Beach with Florida fresh fruit growers and packers who are frustrated by the European canker restrictions, which they say are not science-based. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.